Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 14 of Come Get Your Podcast on this almost winter day. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm going to start off the show by pre-apologizing if I sound like I'm congested. That's because I am.
You're congested?
Yeah, I'm congested. I have a cold. It's set upon me like a plague.
You still sound beautiful.
Yeah.
It's hard to not sound beautiful with my voice.
Mm-hmm. There's no congestion on my heart for you.
Oh, well, now I just... What do I do? How do I quell this erection? how's it going, everybody?
It's going good. It's going real good.
Not bad. Still a little tired, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not tired. That's because I woke up late and forced us to record a little later than we wanted to, but...
Hey, man, it's all right.
Clark and I were up until 1:30.
Was that how late we were up?
Yeah, before I hopped off, it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was not paying attention.
And I haven't done that in a while, but that's because we enjoyed some coffee at 7:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you gotta do something with all that energy.
Yeah.
I think it was
that or take a nap, so...
What was that Thursday? I think me and Dustin were playing Civ 5. He goes, I'm going to make some coffee. And I'm like, it's like 6 o'clock. What are you doing?
Yeah, I have a problem. But...
Preparing for an all-nighter.
Yeah, it was.
I needed that coffee yesterday because as mentioned, I've been having this cold for like a week now. Mm-hmm. And once like 4-3 o'clock hits somewhere in there, like I just feel like I could sleep until the next day.
Yes.
And Pop wasn't doing it. I had a Mountain Dew at work at like 5, and that did nothing for me. So coffee was needed to step in.
I'm really sad that you have to say at work now.
I know. Being back in office is terrible. Done wonderful things for my production, but it's terrible being there.
Yeah, there's been a couple mix-ups. You know, I'm not used to Adam being back in the office. So, like, Katie and I went and got Chipotle the other day, and then we came back, and Adam was just, like, leaving for lunch, like, what the hell, man?
No, I didn't say that. I was just like, hey, man, how's it going? And you're like, oh, shit. We should invite you to lunch. We went to Chipotle. Then I was like, what the fuck, man?
I was like, I forgot you were here.
I love Chipotle.
I'm so sorry. So I'll have to remember that so you don't have to eat Taco Bell.
Well, I mean, the quesarito did the job, but it's no Chipotle.
Yeah, it's no burrito bowl.
Also, I keep getting text messages from them saying, hey, respond to this. Get free queso. And I just, nah.
Apparently, they are updating their queso recipe because so many people didn't like it.
Misty has gone to Chipotle before, and right after they introduced the queso and was like, hey, can I get some queso? And the worker behind the line was just like, don't get it. It's really bad.
Yeah, I tried it once or twice. Twice only because the first time I got it, I was like, nah, maybe this just wasn't a great first batch. Nah, it was the same the second time, and I haven't gotten it since. It's... Qdoba all the way, man. If you want queso.
I was going to say, it's no Qdoba queso.
Oh, my God. That is delicious.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. But, like, I don't think I've ever had Qdoba's queso, but San Jose queso.
I see. I've never had that.
I've never had that either.
San Jose queso off of Rockton over where I live is fantastic. Hmm. Although, if you ask, because it's totally a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If you call and ask for, you know, tacos and, like, can I get queso? They're like, oh, you mean cheese dip? What?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what?
Yeah, I would. There are no more Qdobas in our area, but there was one out by McChesney, and I would drive 20 minutes out of my way to go to Qdoba specifically instead of going to Chipotle.
Isn't there one off Perryville, or what is that one?
That's Pancheros.
Pancheros, that's right.
I've been there once. I wasn't impressed.
I've never been there, and I know the people who own it.
Yeah, it was. if I had it, and I was like, I'd rather just have Chipotle. Plus, it's closer to my house.
Well, yes, also that Chipotle was introduced to our city a while ago, but I was very nervous about it, so that's why I would drive out of my way to go to Qdoba, and then I drove out to Qdoba the 20 minutes it takes to get there, and then found out it was gone one day.
I think I went to Beloit.
That's too far.
Yeah, that's way too far. Although, next time I'm up visiting my parents in Roscoe, maybe I will.
Then it's not so far. Do that. It's like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's worth the drive.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. It's time for news.
Ooh. And, what should we start with?
Well, I feel
be better than EA last
week. As much as we shit on EA last week, and we did shit on EA last week. Mm-hmm. In the interest of fairness, and I'm going to the loosest quotes of integral journalistic abilities, which doesn't really preside here that much.
No.
What the fuck is Bungie doing?
Yeah, and let's start off. Let's start off by saying again that we love Destiny. We love Bungie. We've let this be known many episodes.
It's very apparent.
But they're fucking up hard right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird. Like I was thinking about this last night. It's a weird headspace for everybody to be in right now because it's like you hear about what Bungie's doing and the consumer, I guess, reaction to it is weird given, like, imagine replace everything that Bungie's doing and just attach EA's name to it and everybody would lose their mind.
And people are starting to lose their minds right over this. It's just, starting.
Yeah, it's taking longer, and I think it's just because people hate EA so much because they have such a long track record of being assholes. And generally, Bungie doesn't do this. So it's taking everybody just a little bit longer to like get mad about this. Like they should be upset at what's going on.
A lot of people are. If you visit their subreddits look at like Polygon or Kotaku for articles, like I mean the upsetness. That's not a word.
Factor.
Yeah.
The upsetness-o-meter.
The upsetness meter is starting to get higher.
Well, yeah, I think you and I were talking about this last night, and I mean, Chris and I both own the DLC already, and you don't.
Well,
and
your copies came with the season pass,
correct?
So you already have all the DLC already. Mm-hmm. I just bought the standard game, mm-hmm. and I didn't buy the newest DLC, which came out this past Tuesday.
Yes,
right. Fifth mm-hmm. of December.
So 4 days ago from when we're recording.
I didn't buy it because A, I had the standard edition so it didn't come with, and B, I figure at Christmas time either the DLC itself is going to go on sale or the season pass is going to go on sale, which is probably true. But then after the DLC released, it became known that with the release, power levels and levels in general were raised to accommodate for new stuff, new content. And with certain activities that were also brought in with a huge content update with the game, some stuff is locked out because the power levels were raised. So high-end, quote-unquote, prestige activities now have a certain power level that you need in order to be able to access it. And that power level is above what you can reach if you just have the vanilla game. Essentially locking off an entire several sections of content from people who don't have the DLC.
This is stuff that you could access before the DLC was out.
And correct. That's a very important factor. This was stuff you could already access previously, and now I can't.
Right, and that's the problem. Like I said this to you last night, like, I have access to this stuff, and I'm angry for you that you can't access it.
Exactly. Like, I'm conflicted where I don't know if I want to buy it.
It's understandable.
Well, let's compare this to the first Destiny 1's first DLC, The Dark Below.
Okay.
New raid.
Mm-hmm.
New levels. Same kind of like story. New guns. However, the old stuff wasn't affected. You could still do the old stuff, be fine. Only the new stuff had, like, the new power levels and really stuff that mattered. Like, you could still use your current new power level and go to the old stuff, and that's fine. Now, No, you can't go to the old stuff unless you have the new DLC.
And granted, it's the high, quote, stupid high-end activities, right. So I mean, like, you're not going to do them that often. However, I don't have the option to even say no.
Right, because, like, you can still, like Adam could still do the raid with us if we wanted to, unless we decided to do the prestige version of it, and then Adam cannot access it. Not because it's locked out, but because your power level is now no longer high enough to even do it. And you have no ability to...
Which is essentially locked out.
Essentially, yeah. It's locking it out without actually locking it out. It's not like the Nightfall now. There's going to be a new Nightfall in rotation that has to do with the new expansion. And I mean, they technically did do this in the first Destiny. But like, there could be a week that comes up where Chris and I could do the Nightfall and Adam cannot. Because you just don't... You don't even have it. Like, there's going to be weeks where you just... can't do it. Like, that doesn't matter. There's nothing else you can do. You just don't, you can't do the Nightfall, and it lasts for an entire week. Like, you do not even have the option. What's weird is, like, they're finally, I don't know why it took them so long to do this, but they're finally releasing the strike playlist, the heroic strike playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And technically all of the heroic strike playlist is accessible to people below the power cap now, but it's locked. That is actually locked behind the expansion. So, like, you could do it given your power level, but you don't have the expansion, so you can't even do it.
Which makes no sense to me at all. As we said before, like, we've talked about how much we love this game and the one before it. But, I mean, I didn't buy Battlefield 2 because, or Battlefront 2. I didn't buy Battlefront 2 because, like, they're fucking over consumers that hard. I now feel the same way. Like, I don't want to buy this because it's excluding a large portion of the player base, and that's stupid and pretty unfair.
Yeah,
so because I have to hold them to the same standard I'm holding EA and DICE. Like, if I didn't, that seems stupid.
I think out of principle alone, I completely understand why you would say I'm not buying this until you fix it.
If they fix it.
That's the thing about Bungie, is I think they actually might I'm hoping, I'll cross my fingers and knock on wood and all that shit, but I'm hoping that they will learn from what EA's doing and not want to be like, they've already started to do things that EA doesn't do, that, you know, like canceling a live video update, and they decide to just answer questions and try to quell people's concerns. But then they go ahead and release this.
I believe EA did that with a AMA with Reddit.
I read that AMA, and it was basically, we'll look into it. We'll update you with information as we go forward. That was essentially every answer.
They canceled the video thing showing off a new expansion because at the time a very, very dedicated player found out that if you played the game continuously, the amount of XP you got over that time you played was significantly decreased, making it harder to level up, and get every time you level up you get a what's called a Bright Engram, which can unlock cosmetic stuff. If you played continuously over several hours, your XP getting ability... Jesus, my words are fucking off today. the amount of XP you could get from doing activities, or, like, if you killed several enemies in a row, you would get less XP for each successive enemy you brought down.
And like Adam said, that basically once you hit the highest level, the top level, you would then get XP to get Bright Engrams. That's your level up bar. Those unlock just cosmetic items, nothing that would increase your gameplay or boost it. Or you could buy those engrams with real money. So,
and this XP reduction is just basically funneling you towards buy Bright Engrams.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, this takes so long to get Bright Engrams. I'm just going to buy these Bright Engrams.
I want this certain ship. I want this certain Sparrow, which is essentially like a speeder bike from Star Wars. It's all that's how you unlock them through Bright Engrams. And you can do that in-game just by leveling up, like Chris said. But because of the sexy reduction, it's funnily towards just buy them. Come on, buy them. And that even more so after the release of this new expansion. There's even more stuff that you can only get with Bright Engrams and through their online store called the Eververse. And everything is just funneling you towards buy stuff.
And this is where I, as a Bungie Destiny fan, I'm, you know, drawing the line, like, you guys are fucking up. And it's not good. Like, yeah, EA fucked up a lot. Yeah, they, you know, they did those things to Star Wars. And the thing is that I don't want to say that Bungie is really rectifying it. Like, I don't think they really are.
They haven't done shit yet.
They haven't done anything, really. You know, they have this, like, roadmap they talked about and everything, but they're not doing anything. And I'm not letting the fanboy blinders not have me not see that. They're fucking up.
I mean, there is one thing they've done just recently that, I mean, helps. What is the name of that gun? The Prometheus lens.
Mm-hmm.
That gun is so overpowered in the game that anybody lucky enough to have gotten that weapon, because that weapon dropped after Curse of the Osiris on Tuesday. That's a new weapon that has not been available previously. People who are lucky enough to get that weapon could then go into PvP, and it's so overpowered that there are videos online that you can watch where people are just getting absolutely destroyed. Thankfully, yesterday, Xur, the weekend, you know, exotic item seller in the game, arrived, and he is now selling that weapon. It doesn't necessarily fix the PvP issues, but it says, hey, until we can nerf this weapon, because obviously it's not, like, programming is hard. Like, they can't just, like, flip a switch and then the gun isn't as powerful. Like, they do have to fix it, and they are fixing it very quickly. They're just offering it to, like, everybody who wants to buy it, go get it. Like,
so that I feel way, like that's such a shitty distraction tactic, though.
Oh, it is. It like definitely is.
Trump but... government level of, no, look at this instead.
Sure. I mean, at the same time, like, even though PvP's got to be just an absolute shit show of people with this weapon, just whoever can point and click first wins that fight. Like, at least it's, I guess it's a little something.
I mean, I'd rather, like, have them, instead of being like, ooh, here's a pretty shiny gun that isn't nerfed yet, but it will be next Tuesday. Please forgive us. Just allow me to play my fucking content.
That is true, because, like, you and I talked about this also, it might have been last night, where when we were playing Destiny 1 and we were trying to get back into it, you know, haven't played it for a while, as we've mentioned before, you and I started playing just the Strike playlist, and we would randomly get Fallen King strikes in that list, and then we would just get to play them. Like, yeah. we couldn't specifically go pick them and play them whenever we wanted, but if we randomly got a new strike, we got to play it, even though we didn't own the expansion. And you and I both were like, we love these strikes so much, and they're so much fun. Like, I want to go get the DLC.
And so then, the rest is, it went from there. Like, we
bought
everything, hard in the paint on that game.
Yeah, so I don't understand why. Like, why would you lock the Heroic Strike playlist out from everybody else, even though it's not power cap locked? Like, I don't care. I've already paid for the DLC. It's already there. Let everybody play the strikes. I don't give a shit. I still get to play it. Like, I don't understand why that would matter.
It's not most of Bungie that's making this decision. It's, you know, at the top, and probably part of Activision, I'm assuming, as well. Just because of that's where, I mean, the games are trending that way, and have been for a while. And I mean, the proof is in, yeah, like, if you look at numbers, people buy stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
DLC or loot boxes or engrams or stuff from Destiny 1's online store, people bought stuff, including us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And so now they're really scrutiny, you know, like, they're nickel and diming everything now because people will pay for it. And I get it. It's a great business tactic. It's just fucking awful for the consumer. And it's finally started to be like, people are like, no, that's not okay.
Yeah, and like we've said before, like, it's not the fact of, like, if you want to make it possible to buy these bride and grooms with your own money, I don't care, but you can't have these, like, XP restrictions in addition to that that are, like, like you said, funneling people towards this. Like, make the game, don't piss off your player base, make the game how it should be played, and if you want this extra option that if people want to buy shit to, I'd almost prefer that, like, if you want to buy this outfit opposed to buying the opportunity to roll and get this thing, like, if you necessarily want to do that and it affects no gameplay whatsoever, I don't care, but, like, it's all this extra shit they're doing, like you said, to force you in that direction, which is annoying to me.
The other funny and shitty thing is with the XP nerf that they didn't, you know, obviously, why would they ever tell anybody about that? It took one, like I said, very dedicated player on Reddit to be like, hey guys, this is messed up, to the point where he is taking blown up pictures with his phone and counting pixels to show how much XP was nerfed. It was a huge post on Reddit about it. And after that got released, I swear to God, Bungie knew it was coming. And with all the EA backlash that was happening and all that, like, immediately after that post was, well, not immediately, but, like, very shortly after that post was released, and people were like, whoa, what the fuck? They're like, all right, we're canceling our live stream about the next content or next expansion, and they immediately released a statement like it was fucking prepared. They knew, like, and they knew it was coming. And it was very like, hey, we're sorry, we're looking into it, it's not working as intended. Bullshit.
You fucking knew the whole time.
You knew the entire time and just weren't going to say anything until somebody figured it out.
I keep thinking of The Matrix with every time something else comes out with Bungie, just going, not like this. Not like this. Not like
this. But that's the problem with these game studios get bought out by, you know, bigger companies. Like, yeah, they have way more people and they can put out a better quality of product, you know, but the residuals effect of it, you know, it's taking EA games, EA franchises now.
Honestly, sorry, go ahead.
No, they get too big for their own good, and then they have these, I mean, you watch the credits sequence at the end of these games, and it's like they have an army of people working on a game, so then they feel the need to justify, or just because it's greed, to pay for all of it, and it's like,
a lot of these people put their lives and souls into this game, and they have families to feed, and they need to sustain themselves. Like, there's no right answer, and that's shitty.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about somebody who is great then, huh? Fuck Bungie. Well, I don't want to talk about their bitches' asses anymore.
One last thing, not about Bungie, but with all the shit that's been going on with EA and now Bungie, I'm really worried about Red Dead 2.
I am too.
Yeah.
Because
we were talking about that a little bit earlier.
Rockstar's parent company, Take-Two, is very pro loot box. Mm-hmm. Very pro loot box. And yes, they've released a ton of free content for GTA 5, and there's a new actual heist coming out next week, which is fucking awesome. But
so fucking surprising at
this point. I know, right? 3 years later. Behind the scenes, what they've been doing is every time they release new content, there's usually new vehicles, new guns, new everything that come along with it. And if you put it on a line graph, the amount of stuff that is released and the amount that it costs to buy just goes up dramatically after a certain point, which is pushing you towards buying their online currency with shark cards, and so you can afford the stuff, or you have to grind out 40-50 hours worth of gameplay. So we'll see with Red Dead 2, but
I was gonna say, maybe it's just I haven't gotten upset with Rockstar and all that with GTA 5.
It's all free, and even with stuff costing more, I'm not going to be upset about it because I really don't need to buy all the new stuff.
No, but and I think that's what I was getting to. Like, I think it's just the way we play the game, opposed to, like, we'll get online. Like, we had our heyday of getting online and fucking around and doing heists and doing all that stuff. But then, like, we tend to just kind of, it's like one of those games where we just kind of go back, play a few things, then we jump off. Like, maybe dedicated people are pissed off about it, but, like,
I mean, it's really for people who are making content for YouTube or Twitch or stuff, sure, like that. Like, you know, you want to have the new stuff. You want to show it off. Like, that draws, yeah, in views. Mm-hmm. And that's how you make your nut. So that makes sense. But, like, also because generally the people who are doing this stuff for YouTube and Twitch, they are making, that's how they make their living. So, yeah, like, they can, I mean, that's justifiable in my eyes.
Yeah.
Hell, you might even be able to write it off as an expense, depending how big you are.
I think so,
I'm worried for Red Dead 2 because it's, there's no model for it already. Like, GTA has for the past 3, 4, or 5 years been releasing stuff for free. You can't change that out of nowhere. So,
oh yeah,
we'll see for Red Dead 2. But
yeah, I think that might have just changed from a pre-order to a,
I'm still gonna buy it because that story's gonna be
single player campaign. Be good.
Yeah.
Unless they do it like they do Battlefront 2 and don't release the entire story, because there is single player DLC, excuse me, coming out for Battlefront 2, but it is also free.
Yeah, I would say it's free though. But
it's still free, but all, at the same time, you have this entire story already laid out. Like, it's there, just put in the fucking game instead of having a 4-hour campaign.
Yeah, anyway, don't give me a $60 episodic single player campaign, thanks.
I'd rather not have my single player stuff released every 4 months. On to better things.
And speaking of single player campaigns and amazing people who I have loved their games since PlayStation 1, you know, because I didn't play the ones before that, but mm-hmm. Hideo Kojima.
Hideo!
He showed off a pretty large trailer at the Video Game Awards,
which was last Thursday, December 7th, day which will live in infamy. Much like the new trailer for Death Stranding,
which, if you haven't watched it,
it's about 6 minutes of what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best thing, like, this kind of like narrows it down is, Dustin, we were talking about Death Stranding in the podcast, and he goes, well, you guys could probably lead on this one. You guys know more about it. And we're like, me and Adam are like, no, not really.
I actually met Kojima more than this game.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I'm like, have you watched the trailer, right? He's like, yeah. It's like, you know as much as we do about this game.
It's a 6-minute fever dream of a trailer. I feel like that Kojima had one night when was running a temperature of like 104.
I'm like, this game looks amazing. I don't know what it's about. There's a baby, yeah, and there's dudes going from young guy to old guy. I don't know what's, oh, there's a giant smog cloud like Stranger Things 2, I think. Yeah, but I don't, like, know what's going on.
There's even an though invisible it was shadow it, monster.
It was that long and I knew nothing about it. I just wanted it to keep going. Like, I wanted to keep watching it. Like,
do you want to know more?
What is this?
Tell me more. One of the stars of the game who wasn't in this trailer is Mads Mikkelsen, who has been in a bunch of stuff lately. He's had an incredible run from the... I almost said The Last Jedi. No, that's coming out next week. From
Rogue One.
He was in the last Star Wars movie. He's Hannibal from the television series, which might be coming back, by the way. And if you haven't watched that show, I highly recommend it.
I remember first seeing him in Casino Royale.
That was when he blew up. That was his big movie. Amazing actor. Mm-hmm. And he, in an interview recently, was just like, so what do you like about the game? And he's like, I'll be honest with you, I read the entire script. I have no idea what's going on, but I really like it. I have no idea what this game's going to be about. All I know is Norman Reedus is in it. Guillermo del Toro's in it. Mads Mikkelsen's in it. Hideo Kojima is directing it and wrote part of it. I'm assuming just based off this last trailer, it looks like a Guillermo del Toro movie. So
this is fantastic.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my god, that's gonna be great.
So I'm assuming he has something to do with either the writing or some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and I mean, I'm all in. It's my probably my most anticipated game that doesn't even have a release date yet. Still. And I now, just with everything that's been going on, I feel like we have to be like, well, let's hope that there's no fucking loot box. I mean, I don't know how you'd put it in a game like this, just based off of what we've seen so far.
I can't imagine. It's his. There's no parent company. It's his own thing. It's
Hideo's own company.
Like, if that happened, I would just lose all hope for video games. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I mean, but, like, I want to be so excited for this game, but I'm like, but what if? Like, we don't know, so I have to be reserved, I guess.
Once bitten, twice shy, like, yeah, but I don't once, know.
If that happens, this is becoming a movie podcast. Like, we're just like, forget it.
Fuck it, we're ripping off more of my brother, and me.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't know what this game's about, but I am so goddamn intrigued.
And if those of you who aren't familiar with Hideo Kojima, he made Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
You know, Metal Gear for Super Nintendo.
Nintendo.
And Metal Gear Solid for PlayStation onwards. I mean, he makes some really great cinematic video games. And I mean it. It's like you're watching a movie, but then you're playing the in-betweens, you know. And it's fantastic.
His mind is so unique. And I mean, like, I feel like I'm, you know, pushing my nose up here. He's like, he's so unique and such great vision. But, like, honestly, like, I don't know how he comes up with this shit half the time.
No, either do I. I mean, I know with, like, Metal Gear Solid, he got a lot of inspiration from, like, Escape from New York and some other things. But then if you play the original Metal Gear Solid, I'm just going to go Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And then you play the last entry of that, Metal Gear Solid 5, you're probably like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, what is this?
There are several characters named Boss or Big Boss or Snake or fucking Naked Snake.
You play Metal Gear Solid 1 and then play the who's like, that's Solid Snake is in there. And then you play Metal Gear Solid 4, which is like, spoiler, but the end of Solid Snake essentially. And you're just like, how the fuck did he get from this guy
to old man here? Oh, and there's reasons.
Yeah, how is he an old man in 20 years? It's all explained. I don't understand.
Well, so. and Kojima is such a visionary, like you said, that, like, if you Google it now, there are so many different fan theories on what just this trailer alone.
Oh yeah,
like there's a call sign on Norman Reedus's suit just in one shot, and people are linking that to a Bible verse.
It's like Porter or something.
Yeah, and it's like there's like in the video, it looks like water or tar or oil, and there's like
they're in the upside down for a little while.
Yeah, and it's like there's people coming out of the oil and grabbing people, and then it's like somebody noticed.
There's a baby in Norman Reese's throat.
Well, somebody noticed that one of those people coming out of the tar is wearing glasses, so they're like, is that Kojima himself because he wears glasses? It's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You, like, could dissect that thing.
Yeah,
and that's like, it's honestly classic Kojima. Is every trailer he always comes out with, especially the past 6 years, like, he just lays it on thick with imagery and like coding and like homages to things. Or, you know, like in the second trailer for Death Stranding, there was some insignias that didn't have any words on them, but they were just logos, and people found out, like, this was a specific unit of infantry during World War II, and, like, he lays it on heavy, and I love it.
Yeah, I caught myself, intently watching for all these, like, names of corporations on sides of doors and being like, does that mean anything? Like,
probably.
Is this a nod to anything?
Probably.
Just, like, I'm trying to pick it out. Like, what is that?
I don't know. He's ridiculous. And
this is a good theory. I just read this. And they're saying about the babies in the game. The babies are clones of the people carrying them. And the guy in the trailer, he activates his baby that transfers all his memories to the baby and then throws it to Nerissa's character, Sam, which is his name, and then kills himself. And it's like, how did you get that from that? What?
Also, like, the little robot things they have on their shoulders definitely seem to be able to suck the age out of people.
Yeah, that's what he wrote. The guy who was crushed
had his spare baby crush. Like, he's like sucking the age out of him, the life out of him, life essence. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know if it's going to the baby or like what's happening, but like fucking banana, yeah, cuckoo bananas.
So wait, is that the clone of the guy that was stuck under the truck or the guy that was housing the baby?
I'm assuming it's the guy housing the baby because he had a specific thing for it, but I don't know why he's taking the life essence out of the guy.
So many questions.
My favorite thing I've seen about it is someone tweeted that the next trailer that Kojima releases for this game is just gonna, it's going to be 7 hours long and it's going to be Norman Reedus giving birth to that baby and it's going to turn out to be Mads Mikkelsen.
And we'd all watch it.
I'd watch every single second.
What am I watching?
I was a little disappointed there was no music with this one because the very first trailer that released for this game like fucking gripped me with the God, what's the name of that song? Oh, I need to look it up because it's too good.
Well, and even with like the two trailers before this, which were small compared, like the first one was had the Norman Reedus carrying the baby, and then the baby disappeared, and then the second trailer was like in a city and it had Guillermo del Toro, and then all of a sudden there was a baby. He had just had a baby in him, and somebody like put those two trailers together, and at the exact time that the baby disappeared from Norman Reedus, it appeared in Guillermo del Toro's area. It's like, what?
Yeah. Fuck? It's, I mean, I haven't seen it where no one's linked anything yet to the, from this one, and I don't know if you could, because it seems to take place at different, a much different time. Ugh. Excuse me.
But
the song from the first trailer is "I'll Keep Coming" from Low Roar, and it's fucking amazing. If you haven't listened to that,
it is. It is.
Low Roar is a great band. As mentioned, Hideo Kojima presented this new trailer at the Video Game Award, the Game Awards, which is hosted by Jeff Keighley, and who's a fantastic guy. I'd love to meet him or talk to him sometime. But he and Kojima are real buddy-buddy. Which is why I usually look forward to the Game Awards, because that usually means we're going to get either a new trailer or more info about whatever Kojima's doing. But essentially, the Oscars, the Grammys, or however you want to call it, for video games of this year. And the big one for Game of the Year went to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Which, not a surprising thing.
No, not at all. I'm okay with it too.
Just gotta play it.
It is fantastic. I also still need to beat it. But once again, I haven't even gotten close because I keep running around doing side stuff.
It's Zelda that one, meets Skyrim, basically, so it makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that one, Game of the Year and Best Action and Adventure Game.
Mm-hmm. So. Nintendo did pretty well, which is not surprising because the Switch is kind of doing real well.
Yeah, Nintendo also won Best Studio / Game Direction. Can't argue with that either.
And Mario Odyssey won Best Family Game. What else we got here?
There you go, Chris. Wolfenstein 2 won Best Action Game.
Well deserved, by the way. You can attest because to that. It's so good. Yeah. It's so much fun. Like, just straight action. You know, there is story elements, of course, but it's just bloody guts everywhere. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Cuphead winning Best Art Direction makes 100% sense.
Justin Trudeau shouted out the Prime Minister of Canada, shouted out the company that made that because they are from Canada.
That is cool.
Also won Best Debut Indie Game, Best Independent Game. Like, good for them.
And it, I mean, it's, I mean, I haven't played it, of course, but seeing it, and like, it's such a beautiful game.
I mean, it looks awesome. I love the art style of it.
Yeah.
Old school cartoons, and
the soundtrack to that, it's really cool, too.
Yes, it is.
At some point I'd want to play it, but I've heard it is just insanely difficult, but I think it's a nod to old games and how they used to be very hard to beat.
Was it last episode we talked about how someone on YouTube made a, I think it's a couple minutes long, but it's called Cupsels?
Yeah.
Was that last episode?
Yeah. No, I think it was a couple episodes ago.
If you still haven't watched it yet, go watch it. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's great. Best ongoing game, Overwatch.
Also won best esports game, too.
Yeah, esports game. That makes sense. What else? Best role-playing game, which is Persona 5, which when we were talking about this earlier, we all kind of want to play. Oh, y'all are also like, I don't know if that's kind of my game.
Yeah.
If that goes on sale
yeah. during Christmas, I might buy it. It was for Thanksgiving, yeah. So I'm assuming around Christmas it'll go on sale again. It was like $25-$30.
Yeah, I'd check in it for that, but I'm not... Yeah, I had barely even heard about it, other than like in passing, so I watched a little bit of it before we started recording, and I just watched it going, I don't know if this would grip me. I don't know, maybe this game isn't for me.
It's a high school anime drama, essentially, with role-playing game elements.
Is that not aimed at a 33-year-old man?
You'd be surprised.
He probably would be surprised.
Probably aimed more towards a 43-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, our boy Dr. Disrespect won Trending Gamer of the Year.
Yes, he did.
All right.
It's well-deserved. Last of Us Part 2.
Most anticipated game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'd like me some Naughty Dog.
I do.
Justice 2, best fighting game. I'm not a big fighting game fan, but...
I'm not either.
It's looked cool, I guess. It looks better than the first game, I'll say that. And they just introduced the Ninja Turtles, which is interesting. Best multiplayer game, PUBG. Makes sense.
I can see that.
Especially at the game... They also, at the award show... informed everyone that on their test servers they released their new map, which is coming out at the beginning of next year. We've played a couple hours of it, and the map's great.
It's not only just the map, and Dustin could attest to this more, but the game just runs better.
We like to give me shit about not having an SSD, and we all downloaded the test server last night and played the new map, and I had no problems running it at all. I could even up my graphics and jump in and run, and no issues.
Your issues with the game were never about the graphics having problems. It was just I don't know what it is with this game. It just doesn't run well.
I mean, it's not classic hard drive well at all, and that's very well known. But it's worse for Dustin for mm-hmm. some reason.
Yep. And I mean, so the optimization was a lot better. I think the first time we tried to play, I did get dropped from the match. Like, the game just dropped.
Chris's game would crash after every squad game.
That wasn't the test server there. That was...
Oh, really?
That was the original, almost, yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So, like, I dropped after that first one, and Chris, you'd be surprised about this, but, like, I loaded the game back up and got back in, and then the game loaded up as, like, I jumped out of the plane. Like, I was back in that quickly and playing.
My game crashed once on the test server, and I was back in within a minute. It was really fast.
The original game, if that happens to me, I tell you I dropped, and then you guys either drop in and run in to try to die really fast, or you just back out because we know it's going to be 3 minutes before I even get back into the game. So it's like, it's just that big of a difference. I like the improvements on the planes quieter. Like, just, I liked the improvements I saw.
The vehicles don't assault your ears anymore.
The fucking red zone bomb area, mortar area is loud.
And I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm actually afraid to run through it.
Bombs
in the test
are dropping on you.
I just run straight through it.
And the blue hurts. It hurts now.
If you're not inside the circle, it is. I think they need to nerf that a little bit because it is pretty deadly. It's great. Looking forward to that getting pushed to live servers at hopefully the first next year. Let's see. Last game I want to talk about for the Game Awards. Best VR game, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which Dustin can easily attest to.
That game... That game is a little freaky to play just normally, and in VR, parts of that game are terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's just, they did it so well, and that's, again, to last episode, why I feel like it's like, I don't feel like you need to go away from VR, you just need to do more of this.
Sink the ship. hopefully, because it won, maybe they'll, start leaning... towards more games like
I think what Adam just keeps saying sink the ship is that he wants a Titanic VR game, and he just wants to be on the Titanic.
Sink it.
I still think it's a gimmick. It's a good mix, though.
For sure. For sure.
So, yeah. I watched some of it. It was a good show.
I didn't watch any of it. I paid attention to like the winners afterwards, but no, I wasn't. I said, "Wow, watching it. Maybe next year. Maybe next year."
Sorry if you're going quiet there. I had to sneeze like 4 times in a row.
Don't worry about it.
That's all right.
Well,
it's ad time.
Yeah, it is ad time. And last weekend, I requested a ad copy to read this week because we were tired of doing it off the dome. And, you know, who knew you could get an ad copy by, you know, asking, except that Josh and Julie didn't give me one, so we're going to wing it.
Oh, man.
We are still brought to you this week, as always, from Slumber Yard Handcrafted, where you can get the finest handmade solid wood pieces of furniture or whatever you can really think of. See how hard this is, Josh?
Tables, chairs, end tables, picnic tables, benches.
You know by now. If you need any, like, I have a bed frame that is still amazing and still sturdy as all hell, despite how much I try to break it. I'm just kidding. And I love it. It looks gorgeous. It fits with the aesthetic that my wife and I are trying to do for our home. And Misty was telling me the other day that I better start working harder, and she's going to have to start working harder because she has ideas for things for Josh to make for pretty much every single room in our house.
Yeah, I've gotten to that point where I look at certain things in our house and just go, man, Josh could make this and put this here. Like, I've even talked to him about something for my groomsmen's gifts, so that's going to be a nice surprise. Yeah, I've already we've been in the talks. So,
well, and you've been talking about a desk as well.
Yeah, I want a new desk so badly. He's, again, I feel like every time we record, we talk about how great he is, how great his, you know, his work is. Like, he still says, like, hey man, just let me know, draw something up, I'll come over, we'll build it together, and that'll keep costs down, and we'll just, you know. Then I also get to learn how to do some of this shit, so.
And then you're going to take his business and make your own.
You're gonna take over the world.
Now, he's great at making pretty much anything that I can think of.
Love?
Not, making love. Not so great at giving me ad copies, although I would appreciate if you, you know, because I know you're listening, Josh. If you do ever decide to give me an ad copy to read, please put it, engrave it on wood. that'd be cool. You can find them online pretty much everywhere. If you search for Slumberyard Handcrafted, that's Facebook. Does he have Twitter? I don't think so.
No. I'm not sure. I don't think
get
so.
Get on that train, man. You can find him on Instagram, Slumberyard Handcrafted, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Time. He will do a live stream where he's either making things or talking about, I mean, the topics range from different kinds of tools or how to put some things together. And he makes it fun. He interacts with everybody in stream, and he does giveaways. He's got t-shirts, hats, which I know Chris bought. Doesn't you get a t-shirt or a hat?
I haven't yet. I plan on getting it, a t-shirt and a hat. Just to say my thanks.
I have a couple hoodies on the way, which I think he's going to start selling soon.
I heard. Yeah, I heard you guys gave him a great idea. And yeah, now he's happy. I wanna get a hoodie. So I fucking love hoodies. So
yeah, he's also at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. He has his own website. If you have an idea for something you need for your home or garage or life in general, give him a shout out and start planning with him, and he can give you a nice quote and tell you what he thinks the best way to do it, and he'll sit down with you or maybe online depending where you're from, and plan stuff out and make sure it is to your specifications, and it'll be just right.
Yeah, and you're gonna get great work from just an overall great person.
Just don't ask him for an ad copy. Once again, that is slumberyardhandcrafted.com or slumberyardhandcrafted on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out. And thank you, Slumberyard.
Thanks, Josh,
for the sponsor.
You are, You also make a really good bacon covered chocolate.
Oh my god.
Chocolate covered bacon.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on. I think you just came up with a new idea. Josh, get on it.
Yeah, next time you do
bacon covered chocolate
dipped in chocolate,
make it happen.
There's bacon bits in the chocolate.
I think honestly, I think Chris might have just made the best thing ever on accident.
I do too.
Whoops.
You just created a $1 million idea.
Get on it. That's how we have penicillin. It's by accident. So but yeah, he for our Friendsgiving, he made some bacon that was covered in chocolate. And I don't think he sells that yet, but
I'm convinced that there is nothing he cannot make. Like we go ice fishing and he makes beef jerky that's just fucking amazing and brings it. Like,
have you ever eaten jerky for 3 days straight? Because I have, and let me tell you, it was great.
He's a man's man.
Yeah. He's a great big spoon. I mean, what?
Yeah, he is. What?
Excuse me?
And he has a lovely beard that he's growing even more now. So he's really pulling the lumberjack thing together.
So Clark.
Yeah.
Speaking of meats.
Uh-huh. Well done. Kudos.
That was great.
We're still in the gaming lull, more or less, even with the Game Awards. So I've been back in office the past couple of weeks, and Dustin and I work, we are right by an area that has a lot of fast food places. So on my lunch break, if I haven't brought anything, and I really don't like bringing my lunch to work because there's been a lot of people lately just taking other people's lunches. And also I live 5 minutes away from work, so I can just go home if I really want to. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I didn't feel like going home for lunch, so I went to the place that has all the meats. We have the meats. Arby's. I'm talking about Arby's.
You have to say, what are you talking about?
I'm thinking about Arby's. Anyway, I went there for lunch and got my, went to the drive-thru, did my order, pulled around to the window, drive-thru guy, very nice, gave him, paid for my meal, got my stuff. And handed me my receipt and my debit card, and was like, on the back of the receipt, there's a number if you don't mind calling to, it's a short survey, and you can tell us how we're doing, how the store's doing, how your service was today. And you also have a chance of winning $1,000. Great. Good. I never really take those things, but, $1,000 is $1,000, so maybe we'll see. And he's very adamant when he looked me in the eyes and was just like, take the survey, please. I shit you not. So I'm like, cool. Go back to work. And listening to the radio and eating in my car before I have to head back in. And, open up my sandwich and realize they gave me the wrong sandwich.
Oh, you're calling that survey for sure.
I ordered a French dip with Swiss, and they gave me a beef and cheddar, which is still good. And I order that from, time to time, the 2 year, two times a year I go to Arby's. So I was like, okay, I don't have that much time left on my break. So I didn't feel like going back, like, you guys gave me the wrong sandwich. And then I started thinking about it. Like I said, he was very adamant that he's like, take the survey. Did he purposely give me the wrong sandwich?
Now, was this like cashier, like window guy, or is this like manager?
No, it was the drive-thru. Well, I mean, I don't know. It was the only guy that I saw in the store from the window.
Did he have a different colored shirt on than the other people?
No, it's the normal.
That's the thing about Arby's.
Normal.
That's the thing about Arby's. Everyone there is a manager. That's their secret.
They also own every part of the franchise.
They're thinking outside the bun.
So, did I meet the most brazen worker that Arby's has? Is there an in-house survey that they're doing amongst the staff that is like, nobody fucking calls these things. We're going to give all these people the fucking wrong sandwich just to see.
Did you call the number?
No, I haven't. Also, can I call the number and take the survey and say that this man who was working the drive thru at the time has the biggest balls of all time? Can I nominate him for that?
Yeah, because not only was he really adamant about me taking the survey, but then they purposely gave me the wrong sandwich, which I'm sure, I'm just thinking right now, the beef and cheddar compared to the French dip, they don't even come in the same wrapper or anything.
No, they don't. One comes in a box, one comes in a wrapper. Like,
yeah, so they fucked up hard, son.
I wonder if this worker was trying to get fired.
Maybe.
And get on that Arby's pension.
Did he, I mean...
Do they have a pension?
So here's the thing. On the receipt, because I looked and I'm like, well, maybe I just misspoke. The order is not on there. It doesn't say what I ordered. It's just my total. And then below that, it says all items are all sales are final.
Jesus.
This dude was straight. We were talking about this yesterday at work. I was just laughing at my desk. Like, this dude is just like a straight, either it's just a straight fuck you to you, just right in your eyes, just like, take the survey. We're just like, all right.
Which, at that case, I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, man, take that survey. What if you won $1,000 on a wrong fucking order? Like,
that'd be the best thing ever. It'd
be the greatest thing.
So, that was just a little insight into my afternoon yesterday.
Hey, man, but did you eat the sandwich?
I sure did. I like beef and cheddars.
Do you?
I like beef and cheddars. It has the nice sauce on it. I put some horsey sauce on it. It has the nice onion bun.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the onion bun, but to each his own. But when I get one of those, I just order a normal bun.
Right.
What about curly fries? Do you get the curly fries?
Love curly fries. That's honestly why I go to Arby's.
You want to know what's even better than their curly fry? Or maybe not better, but along the same echelon, their potato cakes.
Never had them.
No, I haven't either.
They're pretty good.
I'll have to do that next time.
Well, see.
Is that only a Jewish holiday thing?
No, it's all the time. Okay. It's like, I remember like back in elementary school, they had those like triangle potato cakes. Like hash browns.
I'll give those a shot.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, so I at work, I work right next to a woman that...
also went to Arby's last week.
Also is this catfish?
No.
She's long gone.
The woman I sit next to also got Arby's last week. And I sit down and she offers me some curly fries. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good. She's like, I don't like curly fries. Which makes me wonder.
Why'd you get them?
Why did you get them? Why are they just sitting at your desk?
That's the $1 million question.
But then she's also eating a beef and cheddar on an onion bun and she doesn't like onions. And I'm like, oh, so why didn't you just get a normal bun? She's like, I don't know. So as she tries it, because apparently she's never been to Arby's before. I'm not quite sure. She tells me it tastes like vomit smells.
What? And then proceeds to eat it, right?
Yeah. And then eats it.
I don't know if she knows how fast food works, where you have the ability to order anything on the menu. That's right there, pretty much. Yeah. Unless the ice cream machine's broken, then you can't order it.
Yeah. You can just get normal fries at Arby's.
They have those. Apparently they have potato cakes. Like,
yeah.
I'm learning all this new shit that I want to try.
You can get a normal bun. I mean, Chris, to explain it to you, this is the woman that sits next to me that is terrified of Darth Vader.
What?
Darth Vader scares her.
How old is this chick?
40-something.
She's definitely in her 40s.
She's probably got cats.
Because we're decorating Christmas trees at work. Each client or each team is decorating them. And we wanted to make ours a Darth Vader Christmas tree. You know, put Darth Vader's mask on top. Put like white lights. It's like universe. She's like, no, we can't do that. He terrifies me. And I was like, what?
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Did she also order a French dip sandwich? And
was just given
a beef and cheddar from the same guy?
This dude.
Cue the X-Men. Cue the X-Files theme. Mark! Mark! He's not listening.
Actually, the X-Men theme would have been really funny. Like, from the cartoon.
I almost said it. Almost said X-Men.
Oh, that Arby's fucking up, man.
Oh my god.
I'm getting Arby's for lunch today, by the way.
Okay, good.
You know, yeah, I'm gonna drive to the same Arby's because
if it's a tall dude with glasses and a beard and kind of like blonde, that's the guy.
Well, like, because you and I each live about 5 minutes on each other end from the same Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna drive to that one, and when I get to the drive-thru, he's gonna go, "What would you like?" I'm gonna go, "You tell me."
Okay, here's the other thing.
Surprise me.
This just popped in my head. Like, a couple weeks before that, I went to that Arby's and proceeded to order. And, I should state, the rest of my order, perfectly fine. Everything I wanted. a week or two before, I went to that Arby's, ordered my sandwich, and got my curly fries, and a root beer to drink. The girl, it was a girl working at the time, wasn't a guy. Who is repeating my order back to me, repeats the sandwich, the curly fries, and then a Mountain Dew to drink. And without thinking about it, I just said, yep, that's it.
You got it.
Because I was on autopilot. And I know I said root beer. I'm not upset with my... Like, they keep fucking up, but not enough for me to be like, well, I have to go back.
I wonder... This is like a really long con with Arby's. Maybe they're just like... It's like Pavlov's dog. They're just training you to eat certain things.
Maybe they're just going all in on the Buffalo Wild Wings thing, and they're just going to shut down Arby's. That'd be fine, yeah. Too.
But yes. The thing is, though, okay, so they're fucking up at their campaign, or at their headquarters and stuff, the restaurants, but their social media is on point.
Oh, yeah.
Their social media is, like, the best social media ever.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
It's video game related and everything.
I thought about tweeting them. But at the same time, I don't want to start anything because, like, I don't care. Like, I don't need a free sandwich from Arby's, like, because it's probably going to be wrong anyway. So, like...
I wonder if you were dealing with one of the long, like, the dude at the drive-thru was named, like, Frank Arby.
Oh, it was Mr. Arby?
Undercover boss.
Like, it's like his great-great-great-grandchild, and he's just like, I'm going to own this company, so... Take the survey.
Or if you look at it this way, I'm sure a French dip costs more for them to make than a beef and cheddar.
It also cost me $1.50 more.
Exactly. So they're getting their money's worth 100%. You know,
it's like they're rounding off the decimal in office space. He's just
taking pennies.
He's stealing $1.50 from every customer. Pretty soon, man. In 10 years. You'll have enough to buy a car.
The other thing that threw me off was the all sales are final thing on the receipt.
Yeah.
Because I never thought about that for a fast food place.
No. Oh, you didn't like your food? All sales are final.
Arby's.
We have the money?
That was good. That was good. Anywho. Also this week. Dustin, I have watched it previously, but Dustin watched the movie Split,
mm-hmm.
Which I have recommended to you guys on this very podcast. Chris?
I meant to watch this week. I have unfortunately been very busy at work and haven't had a chance to watch it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
So I didn't realize this we're not really...
You couldn't split time from work?
Oh. All right, you just redeemed yourself. You did it!
Yes!
Mark! He did it. Okay.
Mark! Count it!
Alright.
Put it on the board.
It is... I'm not going to say a return to form for M. Night Shyamalan, but it's a really good movie, and the twist part, which comes at the very end, is really good. And because of this...
I mean, if you want, I could take my headphones off.
No, you guys can talk about it. No, no, it hasn't been out long enough. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners either.
Okay.
But I now have a theory that every single M. Night Shyamalan movie is a part of the same universe, much like Quentin Tarantino or other examples. So I'm coining the phrase, and this is mine, TM. Okay.
Damn.
I'm calling it the M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dongiverse.
I like it. Thoughts? Let's put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
Let's put it on a shirt.
Trademark it.
Okay. TM. That's fine.
Josh, make us a shirt.
So, like, Signs, The Village, Lady in the Water,
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
And the sequel, I guess there's a sequel coming for it too.
It's called Glass.
Yeah.
All in the same universe.
Yeah, I could see that. The kid can see dead people in the same universe that a dude can't get sick, and he's unbreakable. Like, yep. I could see that.
And there are aliens,
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's there.
Let's forget about, you know, The Village and The Happening. And
somewhere out in the world, there's a blind chick just wandering around aimlessly.
Yeah.
Scenes. She's the one that got run over by that lawnmower in The Happening.
Oh, thank God.
But yeah, I'm coining that phrase. I want it out there in the ether, the M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dongiverse. Well, I think it's time to start winding the show down, which means it is time for Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner. Tweet Corner.
And we got a couple this week.
Yeah, we did.
So our first one comes from at CO Whitchurch.
Mark, we got a new one.
Brand new one. Thank you.
Mark!
Count it.
You got a new one. It's new. Okay. I really committed to that bit, by the way.
Yeah, you did.
I love it. I love that Mark is also new.
got new. I got assistants.
We're growing because we're getting so popular. And,
yeah.
So he says, at CG My Podcast, hi, first time caller, long time listener. Mm-hmm. I have a question for your podcast. What's the current best sports video game franchise? The answer is either FIFA or NBA 2K, right? And also, what is your favorite sports game of all time? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
That's a perfect question for him because he works for a newspaper, so like he deals with sports all the time.
He's a sports writer.
I listen to a decent amount of sports talk radio, and there is a lot of that. Thanks, I'll hang up and listen to your answer. So that was perfect. I really enjoy that.
Thank you, Co Whitchurch. I think it's
the current best.
I think it's 2K.
The current best sports franchise. Yeah, probably 2K. But I want to throw a bone to FIFA though, because that's more worldwide.
Exactly. That was my next point. Is FIFA's much more universal.
2K is more probably in the States, but
yeah,
across the globe, it's probably gonna be FIFA.
If you want to talk about a couple of franchises that do make a lot of money off of certain microtransaction capabilities, it would be these two, but that they are great games to play besides that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not played much FIFA at all, so between those two I've played some NBA 2K. I'm a very big fan of the show.
Oh, that's true. The show is a lot of fun.
I love baseball. I understand, like, I love playing the show every year it comes out, so I'm gonna get another one when the new one comes out.
I'm buying the next one, by the way.
I love that game.
It's a lot of fun.
That would be my pick right now, but that's just me personally.
I'm going to say in North America, it's probably 2K.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, the United States, it's 2K. Otherwise, it's FIFA everywhere else. So probably, overall, it's FIFA just because if you just go by numbers. Which, by the way,
worldwide is huge.
Colin, I think I still have your copy of FIFA 13. If you want it back, just let me know. Just let me know.
Come and get it from my cold, dead fingers.
Thanks, Colin.
What about you? What's your favorite sports game of all time? I have my answer.
Go for it.
You want me to go? I don't know if you guys remember this or if you ever played this, but back in 2005 or 2004, PlayStation 2 released ESPN NFL 2K5.
Mm-hmm.
I played that because I used to be a Madden guy or a Madden kid growing up consistently, right? And then I finally, ESPN came out with this one because at the time, EA's Madden was $50. ESPN released ESPN NFL 2K5 for $20.
Oh.
So I bought that, and the gameplay, the celebrities, the ESPN analysts, all that in with the game, and the gameplay itself was so great that that game got so popular so quickly and ate into EA so badly that immediately EA dropped the price of Madden down to $30 instead of $50, and it still didn't help, to the point in which the very next year EA bought the rights to NFL players, but... so that ESPN could not make another game. That's how much it impacted them.
Wow.
Yeah. I fucking loved that game. Like, it was fun. It was crisp. It was smooth. The running, the tackling, the throwing, everything was just better than what Madden was offering at the time. And it honestly, it scared EA.
Yeah, into buying because, the rights from the NFL for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they were like, this is going to destroy us. Because, EA had such a grasp on NFL and sports games at the time that, like, they just, you know, they just made it every year. You know, Madden 98, Madden 99, Madden 2000, much like they do now still, but that's because...
I remember playing NFL like 2K back on Dreamcast. That was one of my favorite like football games.
Look at what NBA 2K did. Like, they put EA's basketball game NBA Live out of business until a year or two ago when they finally came back. Like, so I mean, 2K knows their sports games.
Yeah. So like, yeah, ESPN NFL 2K5. You didn't really see anything before it. Obviously, you couldn't see anything after it because of EA, but like, it scared the shit out of EA because I've never seen, you know, up until this year with EA taking away their microtransactions, like anything happening where they're like, okay, well, we're not going to sell this game for $50. We're selling it for $30. Mm. Okay, that's still not helping. Desperate. Okay, let's pay millions of dollars. Spend
hundreds of millions of dollars to buy the rights for pretty much forever.
So we can keep this series. And it's like, okay, well, ESPN hasn't made a game since for that, but
I'm gonna say either NFL Blitz.
That's good.
Or Madden 64.
So I'm gonna go in a different route on mine, and I'm gonna go between two games as well.
Big Buck Hunter.
No. No sir.
Golden,
no sir.
Golden Tee Golf.
No sir. There's more like there's one game that I played by myself. You know, that game, and then one I play with friends. The game I play by myself, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Ooh, yeah. That is good. That's good.
Yeah, fantastic. Good, great soundtrack. Mm. Overall, just great game.
Here I am.
Oh, yeah. Multiplayer one, Mario Tennis.
I was also going to include 64. Mario Tennis or Mario Golf, because I played the shit out of those with my friends.
I loved Mario Tennis. We would always play it all the time.
I still have a copy of it.
I bought it for the Wii U on the virtual consoles, and when I bought it like last year, I played the shit out of it for like a month.
Nice,
it's so fun, and yeah, awesome. Those are my picks.
Those are good picks. Those are good.
Thanks for writing in, Co-Wit Church.
So we have one more.
Listen to the Catbird podcast.
Yeah, he does. He does a podcast
about baseball.
If you like a baseball. That's where me and him disagree, because he's a huge White Sox fan. Pretty big Cubs fans. So.
Thanks, buddy.
We do technically have two questions. I'm not giving the first one.
Well, here. Describe Death Stranding trailer to a caveman from allegedly Jeff. And I said this before we started recording. I'll say it again. Jeff, I'm not sure I could describe the Death Stranding trailer to a non-caveman because I have no idea.
I don't
idea
know how to describe it to you guys, so, let alone.
Yeah. So, if you could get a caveman to explain it to me,
they might have
no
better insight.
They might. I have no clue.
But he does ask a good one.
A serious question.
Because essentially, this is our. I think we might have one before Christmas, right?
But yeah, probably we'll have another one.
Yeah, well,
couple days. I think we'll have one. But anyway, at CG Bear Podcast from allegedly Jeff, what do you want from Chris? Or what do you want for Christmas? Sorry. Hashtag describe a Christmas tree to a caveman.
God damn it! It's a pine tree.
And you put shiny bulbs on it.
And lights. Miniature fires, contained fire.
But yeah, what do you guys want for what's your Christmas wishes over here?
I know what I want for Christmas.
Solid State Drive.
You got it.
Count it.
I don't know what I want for Christmas.
Peace on Earth.
Yeah.
Or peas on Earth.
I like peas on Earth. I don't know. I don't know. My mom goes every year. My mom's like, "What do you want?" And I just tell her, "I don't care. Nothing. Don't give me anything."
As you get older, it gets hard because people do like, "What do you want for Christmas?" It's like, dude, if I want what I want, I just buy myself. So
yeah, I think I talked to Clark about this. Like, we get stuff for our family members, and they don't like gift cards. And I'm like, I'll take a gift card.
Yeah. I think
that's
I think we told my family, like, cash. We're saving up for a wedding. Yeah, just give us money.
That's what Misty and I did the Christmas before money. We got married. It was like, just give us all the cash you have. Give me the cash.
Give me the cash.
I think this year I'm getting a new office chair from my mother.
That'd be cool.
Because I need to redo my entire office and update it. So, and I desperately need a new chair. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I'm going to go with. A nice office chair, which is essentially just going to be one of those gaming chairs.
I think I asked for a Blue Yeti mic.
Ooh.
Instead of the Snowball. Snowball's good now.
Snowball is good. Mm-hmm. I do like my Yeti.
I want a better quality of sound. Yeah, because your sound quality is really good, and I'm thinking that that might be contributed to that.
A little bit.
But also, like, video games that came out, I asked for. Like, the thing is that once October hits, if there's new games that come out, and I shouldn't buy them because my family could buy them for me. And then this happened like 2 years ago. I was like, Assassin's Creed game. Let's do that. I just put it on my list. And I'm like, oh, it was on sale. I bought it. Mm-hmm. She's like, my mom bought it for me. Mm-hmm. She's like, and I'm like, oh,
see, yeah. Your family is much more in tune with the video game world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
My mom's now 71. So she gets video games completely. And understands it, but like, she's never gonna go buy me a video game because she wouldn't know which one to get me.
here's an idea, Adam. Mm-hmm. Explain the Death Stranding trailer to your mom.
Oh my god. I'm okay next time I see her, I'm gonna sit her down and make her watch it.
Yeah. Can you record this?
I'll live stream it on Instagram. on our Instagram page.
Podcast. Oh man, that'd be so great. So what do you think, Mom? I don't know what I watched.
I mean, I'm and my mom will not listen to this, never will, because I told her not to. But and I want it on record. I am not comparing my mother to a caveman, but god damn it, that's as close as it's gonna get.
Just when the trailer ends, just look at her and go, thoughts?
So what do you think? My favorite thing my mom's ever said to me about her podcast is, she's like, is that your side hustle? Because the Today Show talked about it, or like having side hustles. And I was like, we don't make money off this.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No.
Not yet, wink wink.
It's a hobby, Mom.
Get out of Sarbies.
Please. I love your sandwiches. I keep thinking about every once in a while, like, I'll think about it. I'm like, I should really check our email and just to see if someone's like, hey, we'd love to sponsor you. There's like 20 people there in corporations and they're like, hey.
We like the cut of your jib. And we go, what?
Huh?
Who talks like this?
Con Josh knew it already, but. But yeah, I think that'll do it for episode 14. If you would like to send in a question, like our friends Allegedly Jeff and Co-Witchurch have, you can tweet at us at CGY Podcast. Use the hashtag TweetCorner if you feel inspired. Or explain whatever to a caveman, because I know that's going to happen every week. You can also find us on Facebook. Also, if you search for at CGY Podcast, like us there and on iTunes and Google Play. Subscribe. Leave a nice comment. Leave a mean comment. Leave a nice comment. And yeah, I think that's going to do it. And as usual, every week, or not every week, every episode, We end with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's is, if my phone will load. This is from user Send My Best Men.
I like that.
There are like 3 Sharknado movies and only 1 season of Firefly. What the fuck?
No shit. Oh my god.
And that'll do it from us here at CGY Podcast. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.